Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Camellia Real, and I'm back again. Happy New Year, 2024. Okay, I want to talk about something that I had mentioned before on my podcast, and that I also talked about outside of podcasts, and it's about the child-free and mother debacle. Right? Excuse me. So, what I notice is there's a bit of a delusion between women with children and women without children. Here's the delusion that I've noticed. And I even did a little research, 'cause I'm trying to see why there's a movement in social media with women who don't have children, thinking that women with children envy or are jealous of women who don't have children. Okay? I'm a Cancer. Because water signs, we use the field word a lot. What I've experienced, okay, because, as I've said before, all of the women that I grew up with, the females that I grew up with, they all became mothers before me. Okay? I had my son in my middle, going into my late 20s. Okay? So, all of them been had babies before me. Right? Not one of them. Not one of them was ever jealous of me. I don't know if it's a generational thing. I always notice the generation plays a part based off decades. Because every decade, okay, like every 10 years is a decade, right? So I notice every decade, it's like a whole new world. It's like a whole new generation of humans with different thoughts and feelings, right? And growing up as a 80s baby, but growing up as a 90s baby in the 90s era, women, I didn't experience that. Women being jealous of women who had children. that didn't have children because they have children, right? So on social media, it's like it reminds me of that manosphere bullshit with these podcasts and YouTube channels of males. I'm gonna say mammy spirit too, of men and women talking about how women are less than if they're not married at a certain age, if they're not married to the child's father, they're with another man, they're a garden tool, they're pass arounds. If they're with child and not with the father, they don't deserve to be loved by no man. This is what females and males are saying, right? And the interesting part about this shit, I see this shit from the black culture. Yes, people that have brown skin, that's from America. What the fuck is up with this culture, yo? Like, I'm never gonna stop jumping down on how our culture is just so delulu and just tear each other down any chance we fucking get, yo. Or just speak negative. I don't see this on what they call white Twitter. I don't see this in the European culture. I don't see this with the Latino culture, the Mexican culture. Even in Caribbean cultures, I don't see that shit. This America has fucked up our way of thinking outside of just the black culture, right? It's just, at that point, it's just, you really just an American, but I have to trickle it down to the black culture, because our skin is not black. It's brown, but the culture is called black. The reason why I'm trickling it down to black culture is because that is all I mostly see. Our culture of people. Because I grew up in the black culture. I come from the black culture. And my skin is motherfucking brown. All I see is these manosphere men and these women who don't have children speaking negative about women with children. It's like the women with the children is the common fucking denominator surrounded by these child-free women and these mammy spears and manosphere folks, right? So here's why I say, another reason why I say it's a delusion, because the first I mentioned, it's a generational thing. It gotta be, because I didn't experience that. I ain't never experienced that. And having my child late amongst the women that I grew up with and grew up around, excuse me, I've never been jealous or envious of none of the females that I did used to hang out with that didn't have children. Okay, I have a niece that's 10 years younger than me. Okay, she's a 90s baby. I'm an 80s baby. Two different decades. You might as well say two different generations, because she's a Gen Z. I'm considered a millennial. So I'm not jealous of her because she don't want no babies. She ain't want no babies. And I already ran the statistics. Statistically, because she just turned 29. Statistically, 29 to about 35 in America. We just talking about America now. They don't want no babies. They don't want no babies. That's okay. Then you go down to 35 to 40. No, let me go back to the 29-35. That was a statistic of about 29%. Let me see if I can go back to the page. Let me see. Okay, here it goes. So it's 25 to 29, not 30. Percentage of childless women. That's it's at 60.4% in America. Then you got 30 to 34 years old at 38.5. That's half. You might as well say that's half of 60 of percentage of women who are child free in America. Then you go to 35 to 39. That's 21%. Now it gets lower as you go up in ages. And I think that's because statistically between 25 to 34, it's already been a lot of women in America that had children at those ages. So when you get to 40 to 44 years old, it's only 16.5% of women that are child free. So the other delusion is women who don't have children think that their friends are jealous of them. And I'm sensing it's coming from a place. My intuition is telling me that it's coming from a place of they had maybe bumped heads, had arguments, disagreements where it surrounded that friend that's the mother, coinciding with the one who don't have kids. And maybe she caught her friend in a stressful moment. Maybe she's that type of friend who really don't care for kids. And she's not the friend that's gonna help you in any way with your child, whether you stressed or whatever, because women are communal by nature. We are supposed to be a community by nature. We in other countries, preferably Africa, countries in Africa, because Africa is not a country. There are a village of women who care for other women with children. It's not the village of men and women. See, in America, when you hear that phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. We think it's supposed to be men and women, but no. No, because if you know male nature, if you have an inkling of male nature and you're learning the male nature, you will know that it ain't really too good for men to be around children for too long. Their nature does not connect with kids like mother nature, like the woman, right? So in those countries that's in Africa, the men are allowed to come visit and care for their children in that moment, but then they got to get up out that village. They got to leave. Because in certain countries, the man don't stay in the house with the children and the goddamn children. And so I'm looking at it, and my intuition is telling me these women who say that had experiences with women that they knew that they were probably close to, that have children, and they got an attitude with them, and they probably thought, oh, it's because she jealous of me because she got kids, she can't move around like I can, and she jealous of me. Sometimes we can think somebody jealous of us about a situation that they're going through, and because it may in a moment seem like they taking it out on us, we think that they jealous because we know that they can't. Like, I'll give you an example. So I had a friend that I used to hang out with. And we was friends from high school all the way up to our, excuse me, like late, early 30s, right? And she wanted to have more children. Now, this is one of the females I thought about when I said this. She had her first child when we was in high school, and we was 16 years old. She had her first son. And then she had her next son when we graduated after high school. So, shout out to her. She was one of the ones that stayed in high school during her pregnancy, finished, got to it. You know what I'm saying? She ain't drop out of high school, right? So, I remember we was talking one day, and she was telling me how she couldn't get pregnant no more because the last time she got pregnant, her baby was growing in her fallopian tube. And I was like, damn. Ooh, damn. For real? How? Because she already got two kids. But again, she had her kids when we were younger. You know what I'm saying? So, when we was talking, I said, no, she said, she made a quick response, like, because I was like, I don't want no more kids, you know what I'm saying? At that time, I think my son was like 3 years old. I was like, I don't want no more kids, I'm straight. She was like, well, at least you can have some more. Now, see, it could have been a moment like that amongst these women with these women who have children, and they probably was thinking like, man, she jealous because I ain't got no kids. And she do. Or she jealous because she can't have no more kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that moment, I was thinking, like, she might be jealous because I have the chance to possibly still have a baby. But for her, it'll be a risk. That I'm just using her as an example. Okay? Even though she's still a mom, I'm still using that as an example of how people can think that someone is jealous of them because of what they have going on in their life. And I see that as a delusion, because if you look up the word jealous, right? Jealous. Let's look up the word jealous so I can give y'all a clear relation to what I goddamn mean, because these are the movements that really need to be talked about. Y'all talking about other stuff that don't even matter. Like, this right here is what the delulu is. So let's look up the word jealous. Let's look up the definition of jealous. So, jealous. Adjective. Feeling or showing envy of someone or their achievements and advantages. Similar to envious. Resentful. Grudging. Begrudging. Let's go down. What does it mean to be jealous? Feeling resentment against someone because of the person's rivalry, success, or advantages. Now, there are no disadvantages in being a mom. Here's why I say that. When you have a village of women, like what I just talked about, helping you, because that's what it really means to, it takes a village to raise a child. A village of women. That can be you, your auntie, your sister, your best friend, and your female neighbor that you really close to. You can trust with your child or your children. That is your village, right? These are women, not men. Not men. Okay, so when you have that, there's no disadvantage. Typically, when women feel like they're going to have a disadvantage if they have a child after they already gotten pregnant, they typically just get an abortion. They typically just abort mission, unfortunately, for the baby. Or they sometimes get a child up for adoption. One thing I can say, and I'm not speaking on this just because I am a mom, because once upon a time, I was not a mom. Mind you, I had my child in my middle going into my late 20s. Where I come from, that shit's kind of rare. It's kind of rare. Mind you, I just told you, one of my used to be friends had her first child when we were 16 years old, going into the junior year of high school. So, the whole disadvantage is what I see these women are sensing from these women that are jealous. Because are you thinking because you're not a mom that this woman has disadvantages? Because let's keep this shit 100, right? We all going to have stressors, whether we with child or not with child, as women, right? Stress for us is very detrimental because it ages us faster than men. And because our bodies are so sensitive from the inside out, we're prone to stress harder than men, where it's gonna wreak havoc on our health more, right? So that's the other delusion, the disadvantage. Like, I don't get it. And one of the women that I know that has a channel talking about that, me and her about the same age. And she looked younger than her age, which people tell me I look younger than my age. But I was kind of surprised to hear her talk about that. Because it's like, you a millennial. Where you grow up at? What women did you grow up around that was jealous of child-free women? So now I'm questioning why she even talking about that. Because you a millennial. So you about, she got to be about 40 years old. Yeah, we around about the same age. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. Like, growing up in the hood taught me a lot of things. I seen a lot of things that they, the shit that they talk about, I experienced it in real life when I didn't even know the medical name for it. You know what I'm saying? Certain names for it, the psychological name for it, the medical term name for it, the psychology name of it. So it's like, really? No, this is where the women with children get delusional. Now, y'all delusion come in where y'all think that women who don't have children are necessarily unhappy. See, how you know you want children until you actually experience being a mother? And that don't mean you actually got to physically have a baby. They need to start running tests. Like, have a facility of babies, right? Kids, where women can come down there and just spend 24 hours. See how you like being a mom. Because this shit been pushed on us since we was little girls. Oh, you want to have a baby. You want to get married. You want to get married first and then have a baby. There are women who really don't want to have fucking children. This is what women with children need to accept. That's where y'all delusion come in at. So, and this may contradict what I'm saying, but I get deep in thought about stuff like this. There's a woman that wrote an article about how she had been trying to have a baby. Well, it wasn't an article, but it was like a comment on one of those article pages where people ask questions and then everybody just comments. So she wrote a few paragraphs of her experience of not being able to bear a child because she kept miscarrying, and she said she always wanted to be a mother, and she had a friend who was a mother and she was married, and she said she had a negative experience with her friend, and this is why they're not friends, because she went to their her friend and her husband's gathering at their house, and everybody was there with their kids. Of course, she didn't have any, and she said that she wanted to hold her friend's baby, and the couple told them that she couldn't hold the baby because she don't know nothing about holding no baby, because she not a parent, because she not a mom. What the fuck type of shit is that? Now, see, this is what and you know what? They not from the black culture. They Europeans. I'm going to have to throw that out there. Because right now, I'm just talking about women as a whole. Now, that's a delusion. Because how you assume that this woman don't know how to hold a baby? And if you think that, won't you show her? Hand her your baby. This is your friend. You hand her the baby. Before you hand her the baby, you say, hey, you hold the baby head like this. You coddle her like this or him. Boom. I was baffled when I read that shit. I was like, what the fuck? What? That's not a friend. I've held all my friends' babies. I love babies. I just don't want no damn more. So I was like, damn, that's wild. So I started just thinking, like, man, both of y'all at both groups are delusional. The women with children and the women without children. Both of y'all ass are delusional. Because I started thinking, like, is she really jealous? Because her body keeps miscarrying a baby? Or her friend has a baby and she can't have a baby because she keep miscarrying? But then I go even deeper thought, like, well, just because you miscarry doesn't mean you're never going to get pregnant. You just got to keep trying. And then you got to tap in spiritually. But then a lot of people don't know that. My intuition tell me spiritual blocks will stop you from healing. It will stop you from your body functioning in the way it should. Now, we are as women built to have children, right? So I feel like somewhere in her root and heart chakra, something ain't balanced. In that sacral chakra, throw that in there. Maybe the solar plex. All them chakras is imbalanced. And she need to work on those. I can use Tamar Braxton for example. I remember I used to watch the Braxtons all the time. And I remember when she was first trying to get pregnant with Vince, her ex-husband, and they was not getting pregnant. And she was just about to try I think it's called the in vitro, where it helps you, you know, bear a child. Right before she's about to do that shit, she had found out she was fucking pregnant. See, whatever she was doing spiritually, all she had to do was just keep trying. That's all she had to do. And I always figured when the women having trouble having babies, I'd be thinking it's the man. I don't be thinking it's the woman. Okay? Because the man has to enter you. He has to enter you. And men, y'all women don't know men, man. They, listen, I'm speaking from experience. Men are war within themselves. Their whole nature is based on survival, consuming women, consumerism. It's nothing nurturing, caring about the male nature. That's all from female. That's all from female. So when these men always talk about some be my peace, be my peace, be my peace, they saying that shit for a reason. Okay? Now, they come into you and they enter you. They entering. They pushing all they stress, negative energy all into you. Now your root chakra is off balance. That's why it's very crucial on who you have sex with. Unfortunately, it's too many average men out here. And so if you, for the women who do have a man that's like tapped into feminine energy, and he practiced feminine energy on a daily fucking basis, and feminine energy ain't just how he dress, okay? Let's keep this shit 100. It's how he carry himself, how he treat women, and how he think. Definitely not the nigga that's always calling females bitches. Definitely not. Definitely not the nigga that's telling younger guys how to manipulate a woman or a female to get what he want out of her. Definitely not them types. That's not feminine energy. That's masculine energy. So you got to be careful with that part. You know what I'm saying? That helps too. That helps too on conceiving when you with the right person. Now that's just my perspective, because when I used to watch the Braxtons, I never thought Vince was the best male for her. But then we got to trickle it down to male nature. What male is the best for a woman? None of them are. So this whole world can be a big ass contradiction. But my point is, this is where I see delusionalness in both groups. Women who have children and women who don't have children. This young woman who was talking about how she kept having miscarriage, I think that she thinks she's jealous of women who have children, but in actuality, she may just be jealous of her own body, because it's a disadvantage that she can't have a child at the moment she wants to have a child. That's what I think. I don't think that she think, because again, like I said earlier, you can think that you're jealous, someone is jealous of you, and sometimes you may think that you might be jealous of somebody, but it's really not you being jealous, it's really your own insecurity. You know, once you build your confidence, there's no need for jealousy. So that's all I got for that. I had to come back and speak on that, because the last time I spoke on it, I don't think I was very clear, and I wasn't in the right space to speak on it. But this time I feel more better about speaking on this topic. But anyways, y'all stay dangerous, drink your water, and stress less.